We are learning Maseches Erevin Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and we're beginning in two Das Daf Gimel Amud Beis on Ma Abaya. The Gemara now is going to discuss different type of amas. We know a lot of things are the size of an amma, or a few ammas, or 20 ammas. What is an amma? So Rav Nachman, Abaya is the same Shmeda Rav Nachman. There are two type of ammas. There's a big amma and a small amma. A big amma is 6 tefachim, and a small amma is 5 tefachim. Like is how big an amma is, and we're not sure how big the amma is, and therefore we go to chumrah always. That's what Abaya is saying from Nachman. We always go to chumrah. If the chumrah is to have a 6 tefachim amma, you need a 6 tefachim amma. If the chumrah is the 5 tefachim amma, you have a 5 tefachim amma. Amma Abaya Shmeder of Nachman. Amas sukkah of amas mavui. The amma when we talk about sukkah, and the amma we talk about a mavui by a kaira, but amas bas chamisha. It's the amma of 5 tefachim. Amas kalayim, when it comes to kalayim, we use the amma of basisha. We use the amma of 6 tefachim, the big amma. And the Gemara explains, amas mavui, amas bas chamisha, by a mavui you use the 5 tefachim amma, my hilchasa. Which halachos is in a geya by mavui? Which halachos, which you said it must be the chumra, which halachos are we talking about, referring to? The gavayu of the appearance is mavui. There's 2 halachos learned in our Mishnah. One halacha is that a kaira can't be above 20 amas, and another halacha is that it can't be wider than 10 amas. Now, if you use the 5 tefachim amma, so it's a chumrah, because you can't have more than 20 times 5, 100 tefachim high. It can't be more than 100 tefachim high. Now, if you use the six tefachim amma, you would be able to be 120 tefachim high. But the limit is 100 tefachim high, because we go the chumrah that the amma is 5 tefachim. Same thing with the Pirtzas Mavi. That it can't be more than 50 tefachim wide. If you went lekula, you would get 60 tefachim wide. But you can't. We go lechumra, you only have 50 tefachim wide. Mavi, that's all you get. That's Frekta Marakasha. So he's saying, by mavi, we go in lechumra. But you just told me that by mavi, you always go with the 5 tefachim amma. But it comes at a kula also. Because it's a halacha that the length of the mavi has to be at least 4 amas, according to one man the amma at least. And it comes in the Gemara Daf Hei, where the Gemara says there, that it was lower than Yud Tefachim, the Mavi was lower, and he wanted to make a hole in the ground to make it taller than Yud Tefachim. So how much space do you have to dig? So it says, Abaye says you have to dig 4 amas long, because a Mavi has to be a minimum of 4 amas long. So it comes out, if you're Mekel, if you use the 5 Tefachim Amma, so it comes out, all you need is 20 Tefachim long. But if you use the more Chamer de Gama, you need 24 Tefachim. So it comes out, if you tell me by Mavi, you always use the 5 Tefachim Amma, comes out to kula. Vayika meshach mavi baba amma. So the kula, it's a kula. It's a come out of kula if you use the 5 tefachim amma by mavi. And for the Gemara, we're going, when we say that by all mavi, you always use the 5 tefachim amma, and it's always the chumra, command the amma baba tefachim. We're going to command the holds 4 tefachim is the length of a mavi. And therefore, it's not negated halacha 4 amma. So we're going to command the amma. So there's no amma that's negated in the length according to that man the amma. That's one teretz. The boy is saying Baba Amma. So we're talking about, we hold like Baba Amma. And you're right, Baba Amma needs 6 Tefachim Amma. He said Mavui needs a 5 Tefachim Amma. But right Amma is coming. He's talking about most of the Ammas. Most Ammas by Mavui work with the 5 Tefachim Amma. Amma Sukkah. Now, Nachman said, Abai said, Shem Nachman, the Amma Sukkah also goes to the shorter Amma. Why? Because that's a Chumra there. Amma Sukkah, Amma Sukkah, Chamisha. My hilchasa, which are the halachas negeya? Legoiva for the height of a sukkah, pledoiv for nakuma. So first, the height of a sukkah, we know it can't be 120 amas. It means it has to be within 100 tefachim. It can't be 120 tefachim. And doiv for nakuma, what's the halacha of doiv for nakuma? Doiv for nakuma is that if you have let's say you have a roof, and you make a little hole in the roof, and you put tzchach there on the roof. Put tzchach on the roof. So how do you get the walls? Now, it has to be near the walls. So the halacha is that if the schach is within 4 amas of the wall, then it's kosher. Because it's a special halacha called doifen akuma, halacha mishmer Sinai. It looks like the wall, you make believe the wall goes up and then turns over the roof. It's called doifen akuma, like a crooked roof. But there's a limit. To be called that the schach is near the walls, it has to be within 4 amas, which is a kula. Now, if you go with the bigger amma, it'll be a kula, because it comes out, you get 24 tefachim of space to be able to be close to the wall. But we go to Chumrah again, and therefore you have to be within 20 tefachim, only a 5 amma, a 5 tefach amma. So that's the 2 halachas to get a sukkah. My halachas are the gavaya of the ifna kuma. Freyti gemara kasha, vika meshach sukkah bar amas. One man the amma holds, you need a sukkah, the length of a sukkah has to be 4 amas. the lakula. Comes that you have a kula by saying it's enough to be 20 tefachim instead of 24 tefachim. The time limit in a brisa. Rabbi Eimer and I say, kol sukkah she'im by dalat amas dalat amas. Any sukkah is not 4x4 amas is psula. So chayr, it's a case where it's a kula. If you tell me it's 5 tefachim is enough for amas, sufficient for amas, come out a kula. And for the Gemara, Karabon and Damre, fill in the Mechzak as a Reish Verubai of Shulchan. Going to Karabon and hold that you don't need 4 Amos. All you need is Reish Verubai, which comes out to 7 Tvachim by 7 Tvachim is enough. And therefore, it's not Negeya, this halacha of Amos, of the 5 Tvachim Amos. 6 Tvachim Amos comes to length of a Sukkah, size of a Sukkah. Everybody say, well, Loilam Rebbe, you're going for Rebbe. It's still a Reib Amos Kama. Most Amos by Sukkah, Lamaisam. Most Amos by Sukkah have a din of that it's 5 Tvachim Amos, now 6 Tvachim Amos. Why? Because you go with the Chumrah. So that covers Amos Sukkah, Amos Mavoi, which we said are by Amos Bas Chamisha. What about the Kalayim? What does that mean? Amos Kalayim, Amos Bas Shisha, Mayachisha. What's in the game? So give me a little akdama. The halacha is that if you have a kerem that you plant a vineyard and it has a shame kerem, and a kerem is called a kerem if you have a bunch of rows of grapes that are 4 amas apart, so it's set up like a kerem. The halacha is that you can't plant anything, any zeraim, any tvua within a certain space from the kerem. It's a machlokes. And Beis Shammai holds a certain amount, and Beis Hillel holds another amount. Because it's called a kerem, you have to keep away from this kerem. If it's a regular grapevine, middle of nowhere, then there's a different shear. It's a shear a few tefachim away, a certain amount of tefachim away, kedei, yanika. But if it's a kerem, it has different halachas. Why? Because a kerem has around it, it gets 4 amas around it. It's called kedei avodas kerem. 4 amas around the kerem is made considered part of the kerem. Why? Because they used to take their cows with and plow around it. So it got space, 4 amas around the kerem that was considered a kerem, and therefore you can't plant next to it. And then there's another halacha that anything within 4 amas of the kerem, which extends already after the 4 amas of Avodas HaKerem, is bottled to the kerem, because the kerem is so chashuv. So technically, you have to be at least 8 amas away from the kerem. You have to have at least 8 amas of open space from a kerem or to plant there. So if you have a kerem on 2 sides, then you need 16 amas. That's Beis Hillel's svara. Beis Shammai holds, it's Rashi and Subshatim, either Avodas HaKerem is 8 amas, so you extend another 4 amas, or a Shem Kerem is another 4 amas. So you need more space. When we learn the Gemara inside, we'll explain it more. That's just like dumb, we'll explain it more when we learn inside. Amas Kalayim, Amas Bashisha, you work with the 6 Tvachim Amma, why? Because you'll see that there it's a chumra. You have to get yourself far away, so the bigger the Amma is, the further away you'll be. Mayhech, so what's in the Geya? The Karakas Akarim, to the Karakas Akarim, Ulmachal Akarim, and Machal Akarim. What are the 2 things? That's now, look to the Mishnah. Karakas Akarim. Karakas Akarim means that something that has a Tvua field that has a Karim on 2 sides, or on all 4 sides, the same halacha. Beshamri Oimrim Esrim Ba'arba Amas. It has to be from Karim to Karim, you need 24 Amas. We still oimrim shesh asher amos. You need 16 amos in between. Umechalak, and tomorrow we'll explain more. Umechalak kerem. Meshami oimrim. Umechalak kerem means there's a row of a kerem. We'll see. That means just like only one. It's not a kerem on 2 sides. Only on 1 side, and there's a wall there. So mechalak kerem. There the mechalikus is. Meshami oimrim shesh asher amos. 16 amos. So oimrim 12 amos. Meshel oimrim shteim asher amos. Tomorrow explains the Gemara. Izu karachas kerem. What's a karachas kerem? Kerem shecharav emtsiasa. You have a vineyard, and in the middle it's open. You want to plant there. Im ein shom sheish yasher amos. If there's no 16 amos, lo yovei zera l'shav. You should not bring zera there. Hoyu shom sheish yasher amos. You have 16 amos. Then you let a plant there. Why? Nosan like a deyavaydo. So zera is a meiser. What it means like this: that if you have 16 amos in between, like we explained, then each of the kerem. So picture you have all around the kerem. So go look at the inside. Each kerem gets 4 amas for each side, because that's part of it. It's a kerem. That's where you bring your agolos to fix the vineyard, to plow the vineyard. Then in middle, you have to have 4, you have to have altogether 8 amas. Why? Because each 4 amas will be bottled to the kerem that's next to it if it was less than 4 amas. It needs at least 4 amas. So you have 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 16 amas. So lechumra, you have to have big amas, 16 amas times 6. That's a karakas a kerem. And we said Beishami holds 24, because Beishami holds either the Avodah Zakarim is bigger, is double, or the shame of the field in the inside has to be double. And therefore, it's another eight amas. Beizu Mechala Karim, what's Mechala Karim, which will Fibre's Hill needs less 12, what's Rod needs 12? It's been Karim together. It's a case where you have a vineyard and you have a fence, and you want to plant in between. So in Ainsham Shtei Esri Amma, lo yav zera sham, you can't put zera there. Ho yishtei Esri Amma, noise like a deyav adasoy, you give kadeyav adasoy, zera as a shah. You plant there. What's the pshat? Let's explain the pshat. What's the pshat? Because next to the wall, within 4 amas of a wall, you don't plant, because it'll ruin the wall. Within 4 amas of the vineyard is the kadeyav adasoy karim. So that knocks at 8. Now you need a full 4 that shouldn't be bottled to the karim. So that's when you need 12. You need 4 for avayas of karim, 4 for the field that shouldn't be bottled to the karim, and then you have 4 next to the wall that's off limits because it'll ruin the wall. Therefore, altogether, 4 plus 4 plus 4 is 12. It's 12 amas. So that's how much you need for mechoil hakarim. And again, Beis Shammai argues that he holds you need more, you need 16, and the reason is because Beis Shammai says you need 16 because either the avayas of karim is double or because the shame karim is double. But upon them, we have the mechoil hakarim and karakas hakarim that you need a bigger space when it comes to a karim. And we're saying here, it's a 6 tvachim amma. Why? Because you go to chumrah. Vreit gemara, v'ikar retzufim ba'ar ba'amas to kula. There's a case where the amas will be a kula. Why? It's now written in the Mishnah. Karim, we said, to have a shame karim, that's what makes all this isurim. But if it doesn't have a shame karim, then you have a kula. Now the Tanan, karim hanatua apachas ba'ar ba'amas, a karim that's planted, it's less than 4 amas between vines. Rav Shimon Omer ain't a kerem, it doesn't have the same kerem, and you could plant much closer if it's not a kerem. You don't need to have it as a kerem, you only need halachas. But Chom says it's a kerem. Why? You look at the ones that planted in between, that kilo is not here. And therefore, the two outer ones are 4 amas apart, it's fine, look at them, no one's not here. So what do you see? If you're Rav Shimon, if it's less than 4 amas, it's not a kerem. So now if you use the bigger amas, so if it's 20 tefachim, they planted it within 20 tefachim, it's not a kerem, even though if you go l'chumrah, the 5 tefachim amma, it will be a kerem. So it comes out of a kula by calling it 6 tefachim by kalayim. So for the Gemara, we're going to the Rabbanon, the Amma Havikim, going to the Rabbanon, that holds it as a kerem anyway, so it makes no difference. Tosfos asks that even though the Rabbanon also agree that you have to say the middle is not here, and therefore you need 4 amas on the outside within the 2 outer ones, so it also comes out of kula. So Tosfos says that since it's not beferish in the Mishnah, so we're not talking about those type of amas. But by Yisim and Ataris, I'm Rav Shimon, going to Rav Shimon, but Rav Amas come. We're talking about Rav Amas by Mavo, you are the big type of amma. It is the big type of amma. And Ad Kan, Abaye Shita of Shveder of Nachman, that holds that the shear of amma is either Amas Bas Shisha, Amas Bas Chomesh, you always go L'chomra. Either it's 5 Tvachim Amma or 6 Tvachim Amma. Rav is going to come, which we'll see in tomorrow's daf. Rav is going to come and say that the two amas are not one's 5 tefachim, one's 6 tefachim. They're both going to be 6 tefachim, but there's like a bigger tefach and a smaller tefach, smaller amma, a bigger amma, but all in the 6 tefachim world. We'll see Metz Hashem on tomorrow's day.